This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I got to be honest, Dave Harrigan, if any Al Green was going to step up, I would have preferred the singer. You know, any of the 10, 15 tremendous hits that Al Green has, and probably the 70, 80, 90, 100 other songs he could have offered up right there on the floor of Congress. We're about to talk about it. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, you just heard Susie with the nose. Well, the nose. The news. Yeah, she has a nose. I mean, not as big as mine, obviously, but she has a nose. Susie with the news. Susie's going to join us for an extended visit early in the 2 o'clock hour. We are awaiting a phone call from frequent guest and former Congressman Dean Phillips. Rare situation with Dean, though, where he normally calls in. He's normally very, very prompt and ready to go. But you called him. I sent a text. Is it possible? He agreed right at the start, 12:07 yesterday when I reached out. Is it possible he said, I mean, enough. You know, it was fine. I went on your show. I made some news. I said yes, but this is my way of ghosting you.
It's possible. Others might suggest it's likely. It's probably somewhere in between.
Yeah. We've been ghosted by guests before.
Yes. Hauser does it regularly.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Is that, like, I would think a ghost is, I'm permanently done with you.
You're right. Hauser's a temporary ghosting, usually.
Yeah. He is a,
just make you sweat for 5 minutes.
Yeah, you know, he's making us want for more.
Yeah.
That's what he's there, you know. And Tom will join us soon. So hopefully Dean joins us maybe in a matter of minutes or at some other point in the show. Let's get to it either way. And let's start two ways. Give me your overall feeling on the speech. And I like when we do the one word. I want to give you the one word and then other aspects. I thought predictable would be my word. Trump playing the hits, campaign speech, I mean, a lot like a campaign speech. Telling us over and over again about his brilliance. Stated by many, greatest president ever. He's got himself right now at one, or as he says, stated by many. That move, as people are telling me, stated by many, greatest president ever. George second. He's said this now many, many times. So Trump patting himself on the back, and Democrats at many times making fools of themselves, including Al Green. I want every Democrat to show, of course they didn't, and I want, well, let's look at Akeem Jeffries' comments. Strong, determined, dignified presence. Holding up their little placards. I mean, was there an auction going on? Did I miss it?
You missed that guy?
Can you do the auction voice? You're very good with voices. Can you do an auction situation here for me?
Hey, I got 100. Give me 100 over here. I got 100 over here. Give me two. Give me two. One. Give me two. Give me two. Give me two. Give me three.
Pretty
give
good.
Me three. Give me three. I got three. I got yeah. three.
I've attended, you know, at charity events and auction. Have you ever attended like a formal auction?
No, where, not a formal one.
No. I mean, when do you realize you have that voice? Is that just your solo gig?
I think some might moonlight as auctioneers, or perhaps they are an auctioneer and moonlight as some other type of work. But it's probably something you work on as a kid, you know, like the great play-by-play guys. You know, perhaps mm-hmm. you did this, and I said great. But a lot of play-by-play guys.
sideways cheap shot.
need that drive-by. They'll talk about, you know, how when they were kids, you know, they'd be watching a game and they'd have the tape recorder with them and they'd, you know, be doing it from the age they were 8 years old. Maybe that's what you do as an auctioneer.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I need to start attending more auctions. No, get out of here with your stupid signs and your standing up. Again, I'm not Team Donald Trump. I've established that. But when Donald is doing his stuff, okay, and by the way, Brit Hume, who is now a prominent conservative commentator, okay, when Brit Hume says last night on Fox, the most partisan speech I've ever heard a president give, that's not Keith Ellison. That's not Betty McCollum. That's not Rachel Maddow. That's Brit Hume, former very good reporter, and he's a very good conservative commentator. The most partisan speech I've ever heard a president give. There was one brief moment after he mocked and belittled the Democrats, said, how about we all work together? Doesn't really work that way. And let's get to the litany of individuals he honored. And let's get to the 13-year-old, DJ Daniels. I saw today in the reporting that he's 13. He's had 13 brain surgeries. 13 battles with brain cancer. And we're watching last night, and when he was honored, it was phenomenal. It doesn't matter if you like or don't like Donald Trump. Here is a 13-year-old kid who wants to live his life, wants to be a police officer, and then the head of Secret Service comes in and deputizes him. Just beautiful, right?
Amazing.
Yes. And the number of Democrats either not applauding, looking indifferent, rolling their eyes. What the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah. The shot of the pretty much entire Democratic side after the Secret Service director comes down, hands him the badge. The kid's dad is holding him up. Everyone can see the badge. The Republican side is going crazy, absolute bonkers, and the Democrats are for most all of them just sitting on their hands.
Yeah, right. Shameful.
Get off your crybaby butts and cheer for the kid, honestly, for God's sake.
Honestly. Now, let me add this. If you think every time Joe Biden honored someone and maybe was this touching, I doubt it. I mean, a 13-year-old kid who's battled 13 brain surgeries and is right there. It doesn't get more powerful than that. But by the way, if you think every time Joe Biden or Barack Obama or Bill Clinton honored someone, all the Republicans stood up, I've got oceanfront property to sell you in Plymouth. However, it doesn't matter. It doesn't. I mean, stand up. And by the way, can we have a conversation about Donald Trump and cuts to NIH, which can affect cancer research? Hell yeah, we can. Oh, you're damn right we can. It depends on how you articulate it, how you state it. But when that young kid, beautiful, whether it was a young girl or young boy, in this case, it's a young boy, right? And he's being honored. Show your decency, humans. By the way, Donald Trump on Doge and again the chainsaw effect and pulling back on some cancer research and other research, you're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. Did at any point last night you expect any sort of significant outreach from Trump to the Democrats?
No, of course not.
Did not. Did we get any big news out of last night?
I didn't see any.
I didn't. You know, I mean, Reuters had reported that Zelensky, you know, was ready for the minerals deal. He had offered up his comments. So that really wasn't news. But tell me if it's the one-word reaction, you're appalled by Trump. I mean, facts were optional. My God, the whole Social Security situation was... It's so debunked over and over again. His own administrator is pointing out that the people are basically 700 years old. They're listed, but they're not getting any money. Again, it's just he does this all the time where he's just knowingly lying. And you can just be objective and say you're not telling the truth. I guess you can be hypnotized and say, well, he told me. And there were many other moments. It's also worth noting, by the way, that CBS and for the conservatives, oh, CBS is in the tank for the lefties. CBS poll of 1,200 individuals, 76% approved of the speech. That's the best thing Donald Trump has going for him, right, Dave? 76%. I can talk about this, talk about that. And it was 51% Republicans. That's reasonable number. It's not crazy disproportion. 76. Any politician gives a speech, Dave, and right now they get 76% approval, they should be elated.
It's a big win.
It's a big win. All right, we're giving you plenty. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. I would love phone calls. Let's go. Agree, spar, bring up another point, whatever you want to say. Your one-word reaction to the speech, that works. A little nuance works. You got it. 651-461-9226. Stretch Lab. Driving by Stretch Lab in Plymouth years ago, and I thought, what's going on with Stretch Lab? I get kind of the concept, but I'm going to go in there. And I'm going to go in there by myself. I'm going to go in there with Quentin. And I now have been a customer of Stretch Lab since 2018, 2019, somewhere in there. It has helped me decrease pain and soreness and injury prevention that I deal with. Some back issues, really tight hamstrings and glutes. I got the bad right shoulder. They have the specialists at stretchlab.com with 11 convenient Twin City locations to help you out. Whether it's everyday activity, or improving a sports performance, they will do it for you. And because you're listening right now, and because you're capable of going to stretchlab.com, if you go there now, or if you call one of their 11 convenient Twin City locations, they'll give you half off the introductory stretch. Do it right now. Tell me, heard this spot from Chad on CCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
What is the music theme today, Dave Aragon?
I mean, how can we not celebrate a Minnesota State High School Boys Hockey Tournament blizzard, Chad? It's here. It's here. We've enjoyed it. Oh, it's blizzard talk, or blizzard music, I should say, all morning, afternoon, long,
blizzard
whatever time it is.
Music. All right, Dean Phillips did get back to me. It happens. His Minneapolis time and his Pacific time's confused, so we think we're going to be okay with Dean at 2:05. So we're going to move Susie around. She might be very upset.
Oh, no.
But she was flex earlier, so we'll make it work. We're talking about the president's speech. My friend Jim Brunzell has called in. Jimmy, good to chat with you as always. What are your thoughts on last night?
Well, I didn't listen to it, and I assume that 76% of the population that listened to it were all Republicans, so that's why he fared so well with that. But I would suggest that the Democrats, the only thing they can do is impeach him on either the 25th Amendment or 12th Amendment in the fact that he's lost his mind. And I think that might be a good thing to do, although the Republicans are so scared to death of him that, but he definitely needs to be out of there. This country is too valuable. And what he's done to democracy and Elon Musk, it's just like, I think you used the word appalling. So I appreciate the time, Chad. And
well, Jimmy, let me just ask you this. Let me ask you this. Now, let me say it again. The poll was 51% Republicans. Okay, so it wasn't all. So that means there are moderates and there are Democrats in that poll, right? 76 approval. What, as a proud Democrat, as a proud liberal, what, outside of impeachment, and that's not going to happen yet, what do you believe Democrats should do?
They should filibuster every chance they can. They should stand up and fight against everything he tries to do. I mean, the nominees that he put up for his cabinet are it's absolutely a joke. Ash Patel, a guy who did a communist interview for $25,000, knocking the FBI, and he's the head of the FBI. Come on.
Thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate it. Dan from Hopkins, passionate Trump supporter. Go ahead, Dan.
Hello, Chad. Can I be your official conservative right-wing pundit? that you call on?
No. We have plenty of applications. We get texts every day. We have Republicans on all the time.
Well, you know what? I thought it was fabulous. And are you certain, are you verifiably certain that there aren't people over 100 or 120 getting checks sent to them by
his own Social Security administrator? Dan said it's not correct. His own.
There's person. None. There's none sent to people over millions of people. Over
if there's
100,
one
there's
or two, Dan, that's not what Donald Trump is suggesting. So come on. It was a knowing lie, which he spews constantly.
It's not a lie. It's not a lie. I think you need to question your sources.
Dan, stop. Dan, I want to have you on. His own administrator admitted they're not getting money. So his own administrator points that out. I don't have the person's name right offhand, Dan. But don't be cute here.
Major
if his own
Garrett.
Administrator acknowledges that and he says it, that's a lie, Dan. That's not tough. We're not giving 350. Hang on, Dan. We're not giving $350 billion to Ukraine. That's another lie. He won. He kicked Kamala's butt. He won 7-0. Let's just try to tell the truth a little bit. Just a little bit.
These are lying.
What's that?
Tell the truth. Just a little.
Still there. Still there?
Dan, you have to turn the radio off because
we're
getting a little bit.
I'm sorry. I thought you hung up on me.
No. Go ahead.
But no. Well, that's it. I guess it'd be nice to hear a discussion on that because we hear from the. I'm not saying you're leftist. You're not. But I'm hearing from the liberal media that it's 120. Then I hear from him it's 350. Well, show me the evidence on both sides.
This isn't hard, young man. It has been approved by Congress, 174 million. It's everywhere. It's on Fox News. It's on Alpha News. It's all congressional approval. Those are conservative outlets. What's that?
You think he's intentionally lying to all of us?
Yes, he does that on a lot of things.
He's not mistaken, but he's lying. He's lying. He's intentionally lying.
On those 2 points, he is clear-cut lying. Yes.
Well, I'm so glad we had a President Joe Biden that never lied. I mean, that's wonderful. He was.
When did I say that? When did I say that? In fact, in June of 22, I said wasn't up for the job. When he was elected, said he was well down the list of individuals I wanted to be president. Called out his disappearances. Said. When he said he wasn't running, said he should have stepped down. You're not dealing with the big time lefty here, Dan. I call him as I see.
I know you're not. I know you're not.
Joe Biden wasn't qualified to be president.
Yeah, well, that's good. But can't you get on board though with us taking Panama back and then perhaps signing a deal where we can own Greenland? You'd rather China own Panama?
That's another lie. China doesn't own Panama.
I mean, they have some level of control over the Panama Canal.
No,
don't they?
They don't. They don't. No.
So
they are a minor factor with the Panama Canal.
Did Panama violate any sort of an agreement they had with America? We sold it to them for a dollar.
I don't know 1,000% that. I don't believe so. But we don't have to just claim things. Do you think we should claim Canada also?
Well, I think we should give them an opportunity to. I mean, we're subsidizing them $200 billion a year. Is that true for their military? We give them military protection to the tune of $200 billion a year.
And they charge an enormous amount
of tariffs. Okay.
Yeah. Wait. What are we doing with tariffs?
Chad, go ahead.
What are we're doing a lot with tariffs.
It's reciprocal. It's reciprocal tariffs. Whatever they charge us in tariffs is going to be charged to them.
We were responding first with the higher number. Dan, I know you're a loyal listener,
Chad.
And I genuinely appreciate that. I do. Thank you.
I love you guys.
Appreciate it. All right, among the texts. Embarrassing. First 15 minutes was an SNL skit, not a funny one. Clownish. Regarding Trump's speech, too many lies. Blowhard. How do we devolve to a country where POTUS can get up there and lie and have the Republicans cheer him on? More text. Chad, it was protest on a stick. It was weak. It was just week. Really, Chad, you're criticizing the Democrats for protesting quietly? The signs were ridiculous, in my opinion. Chad, it's called civil disobedience. I'm fine. Let's come up with policies. Let's come up with other ways. It looks silly with the signs, in my opinion. More text. Britt Hume is a weak conservative. Okay, it's not. So if he calls it out, if he agrees with Trump, he's a good conservative. He doesn't agree with Trump, he's not a conservative. It's called exploitation of a child. What is wrong with all of you? Okay, this is referring to DJ Daniels. Do you know how many times Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Amy Klobuchar, Tina Smith will cite children who have overcome obstacles constantly? Acting like Donald Trump is the only one who has done this is silly. Let's see. Don't think this speech was really for the average American. What was interesting were his comments for American farmers. That's going to be fun. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be fun. I think the speech, Dave, last thing, and we'll pause, get to Rena. I think the speech was for his supporters. And I think the president looks at it that way. And he believes he's won the presidency three times. He has not. He's won it twice. And he speaks to his audience, and he feels like it's worked, and he doesn't want to change.
It's worked pretty well. Can't argue with it right now, can you? I mean,
he's right.
Yes, he's in the spot he is. He's earned it. Yeah, and he speaks to his people. He speaks to his core, and he'll take a few shots at the Democrats and say, come on, we can work together. And, I mean, we all know how serious that is.
Someone says Slotkin was very good. I think she was excellent. There have been so many fiascos with the counter speech, the opposition party speech, for anybody, right? You name it, both parties. I thought she was very good. She's a factor. She is going to be a factor nationally for a while. Dean Phillips just screwed up Pacific time and Central time. It's happened before. Dean's going to join us at 2:05. Rena is next.